We live in a world where Allah Azza wa Jalla has put us here to test us. The glorious Quran tells us that. We're here to be tested. Now that test isn't just that we're going to get all the luxuries of life, and when we get all the luxuries of life and the money's flowing in and the nice houses are there and there is no difficulty and our children are doing well and everybody's healthy and everything's there and you are happy. The real test comes when there's a trial, when there's a tribulation, when there's a difficulty, when there's a problem, when there's a calamity. It is at that time that your trust in Allah Azza wa Jal is tested. Happy, radiant, smiling, self-confident people who put their trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. It is at these times that they are at their best. The old saying goes, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. These are the tough. So you go to visit these people and when they're sick, even then they're smiling and laughing. They put their trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. Even if they don't know where the next bread is coming from, they still know that Allah Azza wa Jal is the provider of sustenance. And they're not bothered. They're not worried. What they do is they transform the whole household. That household where you've got a few angry people, the father, the mother, the husband, the wife, if they have this attitude of always being angry and serious and frowning, it turns the whole house into a nightmare for those who live in it, especially the children. Nobody is happy, nobody is pleased with others, nobody praises others, nobody helps others, nobody loves others. Yet, in that house, where there's the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, there's durood e paak upon His beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that house where there's a madni environment, there's love and affection between the parents, between the children, between the parents and the children, and constantly they are being nice to each other. They are smiling, they are laughing. This is 1,000 times better. A little hut is 1,000 times better than a palace without love, affection, smiling, and peace and tranquility. What use is a massive palace if you don't talk to your wife, your children dislike you, there is no zikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla in your house, there is no recitation of the glorious Quran. You could be in the biggest mansion in the world, but you will be unhappy. The kind of house that we're looking for is the kind of house that people dream of. This is a house filled with happiness. You cannot find peace and tranquility without the deen of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you try to live your life outside it, you will eventually, sooner or later, definitely get yourselves into the depths and the darkness of depression. Why? Because the manual of life was the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You try to live outside this and it doesn't work. You come within this and suddenly your life becomes beautiful. Consider this. In a sense, the world is so beautiful that it's smiling. A rose is smiling. A forest is beautiful and smiling. Oceans, rivers, skies, stars, everything around you. The birds, the animals, the people, everything are brilliant. They are signs of the magnificent creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Human beings, by their very nature, are smiling creatures. They were supposed to be happy and content with what Allah Azza wa Jal had given them. But what interfered? What came in between? It was greed. It was selfishness. It was evil. I'm not happy because his status is greater than mine, therefore I'm depressed. I'm not happy because he has more money than me. I don't have this. I don't have that. People look down upon me. I should have a big mansion. And suddenly, these thoughts take over. And from a content person, the shaitan transforms us into this frowning creature that is barely recognizable. We become at odds with our environment around us. Our hearts become ruined. Why? Because all we see through our eyes and through our actions is that we've got to achieve the worldly benefits. Money becomes our goal in life. Everything evolves around money. We think that money brings happiness. There is no doubt, I'm not going to for one moment belittle it. You need money to live your life. You need to earn an halal sustenance, pure sustenance. But That is a means for you to be happy, not an end in itself. These days, our life is full of misery. Why? Because we think that everything evolves around money. Money is central to the whole existence that we have. And no matter how much we possessed, we want more and more and more. Our life becomes nothing more than an exercise to earn more and more and more. And what we tell ourselves is, I'm trying to improve my happiness, my standard of living. But yet, in this very pursuit of money, we have lost everything we wanted to gain. Let me tell you this. We don't look at the beauty of life. We don't open up to anything else. But what our eyes and our ears and our mind and our intellect react to is gold, silver, money, shares, stocks, properties. Suddenly, all these are important. So I will give my ear to anything that's a money-making idea. I will cast my eyes over a document that may give me worldly benefits. But the last time I went past a luxurious garden with lots of flowers, I didn't even bother to stop and say, Subhanallah, look at what Allah Ta'ala has created. I walked past a bed of roses, and it didn't mean anything to me. But on the other front, when I saw money, my eyes opened up. I walked past a flowing river that was so beautiful. It was amazing. And yet, nothing clicked up here. But I walked past somebody who was talking about a business idea, and suddenly I was focused on it. I walked past a group of singing birds. Didn't mean anything. But I walked past a load of people who were backbiting, and I wanted to stop and listen. We have lost our way. All the world was beautiful. Beauty was within it. But today we're depressed and anxious and fearful and don't know where we're going because we've lost our focus on life. Our focus was the beautiful creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Our focus was to live life by the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. Our focus was to be content and thank Allah Azza wa Jal for everything we had. Our focus was to live life for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And yet, we turn that around and we live life for the pleasure of our nafs and to please the shaitan. This is why anything that comes in and out of our pockets becomes important. We have made money a means of happiness of life. But when we get it, we don't get happy. In fact, the reverse is true. The more money we have, the least happy we are.